Welcome to the Sports Report for Monday, June 2nd. I'm Mark Daniels. Milwaukee Brewers take the rubber game of their weekend series against the Chicago Cubs at Miller Park 9-0. It was a blowout weekend. Brewers win Friday night 11-4, lose Saturday night 8-0, but bounce back in a big way against the ERA leader in Major League Baseball, Jeff Samardzija, and it didn't take long to get going. Ryan Braun with a two-run home run in the first took Samardzija deep on the first pitch he saw.
I always try to be prepared for the first pitch, you know, if it's a good pitch to hit. It actually wasn't a terrible pitch, I think. He was set up away and missed in. Just got lucky and got the barrel to it.
Scooter Gennett also with a home run. Lyle Overbay with three RBIs. Samardzija gave up 8 earned runs in just 3 innings of work. His ERA went from 1.68 to 2.54 in an afternoon.
Chalk up was one of those days. Just came out aggressive and they were hitting the ball. So you got to just make a couple adjustments. But like I said, you got to give tip of hat to them a little bit. They're swinging it pretty good. Left some balls up in the zone, and they jumped on him.
Meanwhile, Kyle Loesch gets to 7-1 with a complete game 3-hit shutout victory. He struck out 6 and did it on an economical 93 pitches.
It was going smooth. I was just getting the ball and throwing it. Luke called a good game, and when you're executing pitches, mixing it up, and they're swinging early in counts, it helps them.
Brewers win their third straight series. They get to 34-23 on the season. They are now up 4 games in the National League Central because the San Francisco Giants shut out the St. Louis Cardinals 8-0. Tim Hudson, 2 relievers combined on a 4-hitter. Matt Carpenter and the Cardinals were shut out twice in 3 games at home by the Giants.
Anytime you lose a series to a team, whether they're playing well or not, is tough to swallow, especially at home. So obviously, yeah, we're frustrated. We didn't want to come here and lose a series to the Giants, but you know what happened, and we got to find a way to get better.
The Atlanta Braves beat the Miami Marlins 4-2. Evan Gattis with a home run in the top of the ninth. Mets over the Phillies 4-3 in 11 innings. Lucas Duda a pinch hit 2-run homer in the top of the 11th, third straight extra inning game in that series. It was the Reds over the Diamondbacks 4-3. Cincinnati hitting 4 solo home runs. Pirates beat the Dodgers Sunday night 5-3. Pedro Alvarez with 3 RBIs. In the American League, Twins over the Yankees 7-2, scoring 6 runs in the ninth. Minnesota next for the Brewers at Miller Park on Monday night. Phil Hughes gets the win against his old team at Yankee Stadium.
Tip my cap to Larry Rothschild over there as we're walking out. And a couple of things that just felt different. I've never been in that bullpen before. I've never been in this dugout before until the last couple of days. So it was a little bit strange, but once I got on the mound, everything kind of just cleared away, and I was able to just focus on making a pitch.
Mark Burley becomes the first 10-game winner in the bigs as Toronto shuts out Kansas City 4-0. Boston's now won 7 in a row after losing 10 straight. They blank Tampa Bay 4-0. Baltimore over Houston 9-4. Manny Machado with a grand slam home run. The A's complete a sweep of the Angels 6-3. Seattle shuts out Detroit 4-0. Interleague play, it was Cleveland 6, Colorado 4. Michael Bourne with a walk-off 2-run home run. Rangers shut out the Nationals 2-0. And the White Sox beat the Padres 4-1. Chris Sale, a complete game 2-hitter.
Just trying to do what I always do, is try to fill up the zone, throw quality strikes, and get as deep as I can in the games. As a starting pitcher, that's your job, is go out there and get as far as you can, and hopefully when you leave, gotta leave.
Minor League Baseball, Timber Rattlers in Quad City suspended because of rain at Fox City Stadium. They'll have a restart the entire game at 12:05 on Monday, then play a regularly scheduled 7-inning game. Out of the Northwoods League, the Green Bay Bullfrogs beat lacrosse 14-3, scored 5 runs in the first. Jamie Ritchie with a 2-run home run. Bullfrogs off to a 4-2 start, had to Duluth for a 2-game series in northern Minnesota. Sheboygan A's defeated the Chicago Cloud on Sunday 7-3 after splitting a doubleheader with West Allis on Saturday, winning 9-4 and losing the nightcap 12-3. To the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Los Angeles Kings defeated the Chicago Blackhawks at the United Center 5-4 in overtime. Alec Martinez with the game-winning and series-clinching goal, 5:47 into OT. Blackhawks had a 2-0 lead at home in this one, but the Kings storm back and win their third straight 7-game winner on the road. And now head to the Stanley Cup Finals. Dustin Brown said it was a great series, taking down the defending Stanley Cup champs.
Again, you look across the team we just beat. They've managed this series I can only speak for myself. It's probably the most emotional seven games I've ever played.
As for the Blackhawks, Captain Jonathan Toews says it hurts. We were this close to getting back to the finals.
Yeah, it's tough. You never want to lose. I think when you get the feeling, when you get the chance to win a Stanley Cup and then you win another one, you see how great it feels and how amazing it is to be a part of a group like that that gives everything. And you get the result that you want, and especially when the city of Chicago rallies around you. So to come up short, it's not fun.
Kings will meet the New York Rangers in the Stanley Cup Finals. Game one will be in Los Angeles on Wednesday night. The NBA Finals are now set. Miami blowing out Indiana Friday to win that series in six. And on Saturday, it was San Antonio in Oklahoma City knocking out the Thunder in overtime. A rematch of last year's final. Spurs will host the Heat in game one on Thursday night. In racing, Jimmy Johnson made it two in a row, followed up his Coca-Cola 600 victory with the FedEx 400 at Dover, his ninth victory in Delaware. Said he had to adapt during the race all day.
We had to adjust a bit. I think the track changed the first three quarters of the race, and we had to stay on top of adjustments to get there. And then at the end, we really honed in on the balance of the race car I was after and what adjustments to put under it, and that thing was awesome.
Brad Keselowski coming in second. Matt Kenseth finished third, and he becomes the new Sprint Cup points leader by 2 points over Jeff Gordon. French Open Tennis Championships, Roger Federer out in the fourth round. Novak Djokovic advancing to the quarterfinals. On the women's side, Maria Sharapova dropped the first set but came back to advance by defeating Sam Stosur. In golf, Hideki Matsuyama, an up-and-coming Japanese star, gets his first PGA Tour win on U.S. soil, beats Kevin Na in a playoff to win the Memorial Tournament in Ohio. Bubba Watson came in third. Stacey Lewis with a six-shot victory at the ShopRite Classic overtakes the new number one world ranking on the LPGA Tour. And in soccer, the U.S. men's national team defeated Turkey 2-1. Fabian Johnson scoring in the first half. Clint Dempsey the game winner in the second. The U.S. will face Nigeria Saturday in Jacksonville. It's their last tune-up before their World Cup opener June 16th against Ghana in Brazil. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.